Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057. Kevin Ostreicher joining us top of the hour. USA Today. We'll talk about minicamp with him. And Vinny, you're heading out there later in the show. 2 o'clock, it's mandatory, which means everyone is required to be there or you get fined for not doing so. Now, Lamar Jackson's there because they've already, the Ravens, posted on social media that he's in town to get his thing done. And maybe it was him that I saw in the bowels of Camden Yards last week.
So.
I was like, damn, looks just like... Anyway, but they're here. So what happens day one, starts at 2 o'clock. Give us the idea of what a mini camp will entail with all of your healthy players on the field. I mean, they're not going to break out too much intel, I wouldn't think, in regards to plans and such. No. But you get an idea of who the ones might be. Right?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, Bob, is it's... no different than an OTA practice, except I think it can be longer, and you got everybody there. That and who do we have on yesterday? You know, they wanted to see Lamar.
Gianna Hahn,
yeah. So Lamar. And when Lamar's there, things attitude-wise, temperament-wise, kind of picks up a little bit, you know? And everybody's playing faster. And everybody will be there, which would be great, you know? And I think it'll be, you know, like 2 days of good practice. This is the first time that the whole team's together today and tomorrow. And then, all right, this is what we've got going into training camp. This is it. This is our team. So this is really the start of the 25 season today.
Now, a year ago at this time, offensive line was a concern.
Oh, big time. Well, Ronnie was a big concern.
Yep. Now he's signed. He's back. Fa'alele was a Pro Bowl alternate. Rosengarten settled in at right tackle. Linderbaum's a two-time Pro Bowler, 3 years in the league. Left guard is still, you know, to be determined, but Voorhees appears to be the leader in the clubhouse. So, Vinny, you look at the O-line and the projected starters. Mm-hmm. Expectations level performance-wise should be what?
Well,
for this group here.
Bob, let's just go back real quick. I mean, a year ago at this time, Ronnie Stanley, we had huge concerns. All right. Left guard Voorhees was given the job basically during the OTAs and the mini camp, and we didn't know. Lindenbaum was the only solid guy. Right guard Fa'alele didn't, and there was a lot of, even the coaches during 2-a-days were like, you know, he can't go 2 plays in a row. And then Rosengarten, he wasn't even starting. He wasn't even really starting. So that was kind of a, you know, we don't know. So the O-line was a huge question mark a year ago today. Now, move ahead till today. To me, it's one of the strengths of the team right now. You know, like Ronnie was great. Left guard, Voorhees, I think Voorhees will be fine, or whoever they put in left guard, I think will be fine because, you know, he's playing in between two extremely good veterans. So I think that makes it easy. And Fa'alele, like you said, Bob, he was alternate to the Pro Bowl, and Rosengarten is bigger, stronger, and had a hell of an end of the year. So to me, the O-line, let's go. You know, we got to find backups is the biggest thing with the O-line, but the starters – excellent. I think, you know, it'll be as good as anybody else in the league. So I think O-line, they're in very good shape this year. A lot better than last year.
But minus Patrick McCary.
Yep.
Who was kind of your dude, Swiss Army knife, as we've said a bazillion times. Nolan, get in here. He's now in Jacksonville. Got paid. I mean, all the hard work that he did, yeoman's work for the Ravens, could literally play all five positions if asked to do so. He parlayed being the regular left guard into a big ticket elsewhere. Where's the Patrick McCary for this year's team? Nolan McGraw, do the Ravens need a Patrick McCary on this year's offensive line because the unfortunate situation with football? Injuries do happen.
Right. I want to say no. I mean, if everyone's doing what they're supposed to, if everything pans out, then no, you won't need somebody like that. But the reality, like you said, is that even when this team has been good, when this team has been great, there's usually a game or two here at minimum. And that's, again, at minimum, that you're probably going to need to shuffle some things or at least need a stand-in for maybe even half a game. A guy gets banged up. We've seen it before. You know, Ronnie Stanley's had good health in his career at times, but he'll get nickel and dimed with minor stuff. So it would give me a greater sense of comfort. And again, they drafted the guy at LSU who might have been able to do that.
But hey, he's not even practicing.
Right, he's not Jones, ready to hit the ground running. So I hope it doesn't come back to bite them.
Well, they signed Noteboom from the Rams, remember? And that's who's been, like, if Ronnie's not been there, he's been a starting left tackle. You know, Rosengarten hadn't missed anything, so I think he's kind of that guy to fill in those spots. And I don't know, you know, the center guard spot, you know, is that Cleveland, you know?
You don't seem too happy about that. You're certainly curious. We'll come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.